When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 3rd edition. 12-game slate on tap for today. Hope everybody had a good Labor Day weekend, extended weekend. Hopefully you all had a good time, enjoyed some family and friends, and is ready to get back at it. Big Tuesday 12-game slate on tap for us today. There's a doubleheader. It takes a couple games off the slate, a couple games that start about a half an hour before hour lock, so we don't get to use them, which is a shame because some really good spots to target there as well. But we sit at a 12-gamer with our totals on the slate. Marlins, Pirates, total of 9. Mets, Nationals, 7.5. White Sox, Indians, 9. Twins, Red Sox, waiting on the total there. But because Randy Dobnak is making the spot start for the Twins against Rick Porcello, that should be a rather high total. Twins, Braves, 10.5. Astros, Brewers, 8.5. Giants, Cardinals, 8.5. Mariners, Cubs, waiting on the weather, but the wind appears to be blowing out to right field about 13 miles an hour. So expect a nice little total on that one as well. King Felix versus John Lester. That was about 4 or 5 years ago. We'd say pitcher's duel. Not so fast, my friends. Tigers, Royals, 9.5. Padres, D-backs, waiting on the total there as Matt Strom and an opener. I believe it's Perdomo and Strom will be your two pitchers in that one for San Diego. Angels, A's, total of 9. Rockies, Dodgers, 9.5. So as you can tell, waiting on three totals. We have 9 right now. 6 of them are 9 or higher. We have 7 of our 18 team totals that we have right now at 5 or higher. There's a lot of offense. Mentioned the wind blowing out in Wrigley, Seattle, and the Cubs. It's also going to be blown out in Cleveland between the White Sox and the Indians right now, projected to be about 15 miles an hour to right field in that matchup. All right, let's get cracking here. Let's get some pitchers on this slate. Your top-priced arm, there's 4 guys over 10K. There's 6 guys total, 9K and above. There's no 9K guys I'm looking at, but there's 2 guys 10K and above. One's the top-priced guy, Mike Clevinger, 12-2 at home against the Chicago White Sox. He faced the Chicago White Sox recently. 7 shutout innings of 1 hit, 3 walk, 12 Ks for 37.4 points. He has a 1.82 home ERA this season, striking out over 43% of the batters he faces at home. 62 strikeouts and 39 2/3 innings pitched. He's averaging almost 27 DK points per start. He has 27 or more DraftKings points in 3 straight starts, 27 or more in 6 of his last 7 starts, 23 or more in 8 of his last 9 starts. He's been absolutely outstanding. Gets a White Sox team that every once in a while can run into some, but they also strike out almost 26% of the time to go with his massive 43% home K rate, 36% overall K rate, minus 320 home favorite, almost a 45% ground ball rate as well. White Sox team with a 3.05 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 289, righties 231. They have a 310 WOBA, a 155 ISO. Kleb Dog, very good play tonight. The other guy up top, and I think is going to be much more popular because he's $1,700 cheaper, but he is in a smash spot. If you're playing Super Draft and you don't care about the multipliers, you just want the best two pitchers on the slate, it is Mike Clevinger and it is Jack Flaherty at $10,500. Absolute beast. Averaging 21 points per game at home. Faced the Giants once this year. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned on a solo shot. 6 Ks to 24 points. He's been great. 19-9, 32-5, 19, 30.8, 32, 36, 25, 18-4, 26, 24. He has 18.4 or more points in 10 straight starts. 20 or more in 7 of those 10. He's been absolutely outstanding. Dominates right-handed bats. Been getting better versus lefties. The Giants strike out almost 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching, and Flaherty's a minus 280 home favorite on this slate. He has a near 29% K rate of his own and a 38% ground ball rate. And the Gigantes have the lowest team total on the slate at 2.9. Lefties do hit 328. So, you know, maybe Yastrzemski or Dickerson or one of these young bucks can run into one. But lefties hit 328, righties 258. You saw Wainwright shut him down. He threw like six shutout innings. The one run came on a solo shot from by Mauricio Dubon, the stud prospect the Giants got from the Brew Crew for Drew Pomeranz. Thank you very much. But yeah, Flaherty, great play. So I got Flaherty 1, Clevinger 2. It's strictly price point. Clevinger's got the higher ceiling. He could go for 40 today. But Flaherty's got that 25, 30 plus point upside as well. Both phenomenal plays. Again, if you're on Super Draft, no problem putting both those together and giving yourself a pretty solid base, all things considered. When you drop into the 7 and 8K range now, it gets interesting. You got John Lester. Wins going out to right. He's a lefty. It'll be a righty-heavy lineup. They have to hit some Oppo Tacos. So keep that in mind. It could lower some ownership. He's averaging, you know, almost 15 points per game at home, but he's faced Seattle once this year. Seven shutout innings of one hit, one walk, 8Ks for almost 35 DK points. Overall, though, it's a really roller coaster ride for Lester this year. It's not a lock play at all. He's very, very up and down, but this slate doesn't have a lot of lock plays either. When you look at Seattle, they have a 318 wOBA but a 183 ISO versus lefty, so they hit him well, but they were just in Texas. Hitter-friendly Arlington, and Burke shut them down, and I can't remember who the heck else it was. There was another lefty. They got shut down by two pretty media. Allard, Kobe Allard, I believe, faced them, and he pitched okay. I think he had like three or four runs in like six innings. Lester's better than Kobe Allard, but the fact that they struggled in a great ballpark, a great environment like that, is telling. But Lester has been a mess, so buyer beware, but $8,400 does give you some upside. Another guy to take a look at, Sandy Alcantara at the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates are booty versus right-handed pitching, and Alcantara's been pretty good of late. He's faced Pirates once this year, got 13.5 DK points. You know, he's got 17, 26, 11, 19 in his last four. So definite upside. That's against Cincinnati, at Atlanta, at Colorado, and at Atlanta. So at Colorado is only a bad start out of that four-game stretch there. Facing a Pittsburgh team whose offense just doesn't scare many people at all right now. They don't strike out a ton, though. 17.5% K rate to match Alcantara's 17.5% K rate. But Alcantara, 44% ground ball rate. Pittsburgh has a team total of... where'd you go, little fellas? A 5.06, a pretty good team total. They have a 338 wOBA and a 173 ISO versus righties, so that's more early in the season. They can still do it, but they're not quite doing that as much right now. Last guy here is Mitch Keller in that same game, $7,200. 5-2 home area, but 11-8 on the road. He's averaging almost 15 points at home this season. Recent home starts 25.3 against Cincy, 2.4 against Chicago, 15.7 against Detroit. So he's getting better since his recall from the minors. We've talked about that a few times here. He's been better at home than on the road. Something to keep in mind as well. And when you're looking at Mitch Keller, it's a Miami team that strikes out 26% of the time to go with his 27% K rate. So that's the big upside there. Unlike Alcantara, if Keller gives up some runs, there's still some strikeouts to help even things out there. He gives up a lot of fly balls, but PNC Park's a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. Miami, a team total of 3.95 below 4, which is very nice. Lefties 324, righties 310. When you look at the Marlins, 279 wOBA, 124 ISO. Sets up really, really nicely for Mitch Keller as long as he's not, you know, walking the farm or just throwing gopher balls up there. Things will be just fine. So in the 7 and 8K range, I got Lester, Keller, Alcantara. Now, when it comes to punts, there are a ton of guys in the 6Ks, a ton in the 5s, and we have five guys in the 4s. There are options everywhere. There's one guy I'm going with, and if you've listened to this show long enough, I don't even need to tell you. But when they've had him at 4K, 42, 52, 5, 48, 48, 55, 50, 61, 61. The disrespect that Mike Montgomery has been getting is insane. Last start out against Oakland, 18.9. He had a hiccup at Baltimore. Okay. The Mets, 18.7. Detroit, 41.4. Boston, 16.5. So he has 16.5 or more points in four of his last five starts. And he hasn't topped $5,200. He's $4,300 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Now, the Detroit Tigers, yes, they've been hitting the ball better of late, these young, pesky little Tigers. I'm not going to discount that. But at $4,300, you got Mike Montgomery facing a team. He's a minus 130 favorite, which is, first off, like, whoa. Usually, if you're a home favorite like that, you're getting at least 6K or so. The Tigers strike out 27% of the time versus lefties. Montgomery, 18.5% K rate, 47.5% ground ball rate. You got a Detroit Tigers team that has a team total of 4.5, and they have a 290 wOBA and a 141 ISO versus left-handed pitching. Now, if you want to get pesky with the Tigers, go for it. I'm not going to tell you not to. But Mike Montgomery at $4,300 is just stupid. You can pair him up with Clevinger. You can pair him up with Flaherty and still get all the bats. Or you can pair him up with like Keller or Lester and get even more of the bats. So you pick your poison there. But Montgomery at 43, I don't care if he busts. That is just a stupid price tag for the upside he gives you at that price point. It's way, way too nice in that situation. So recapping your pitching, I got Flaherty 1, Clevinger 2 up top, just price point alone. Clevinger's probably got the higher ceiling. And then in the 7 and 8K range, Lester, Keller, Alcantara. Down below, Mikey Montgomery. Let's get into the bats on this slate. Before we do, Superdraft. Superdraft is a great new way to play daily fantasy sports. It's exclusive multiplier game mode. Don't worry about the price, guys. You don't have to worry about the price. You pick who you want. That's why I said if you want the two top dogs, you want Clev Dog, you want Flaherty tonight, you go get them. And then you get the bats you want. It does not matter. It's a brand new way to play DFS. Draft any player you want with no salary restrictions. Each player is given a value that multiplies their points, giving you the ability to maximize your score with the players you want. So the higher the multiplier usually means the cheaper they'd be, like on DraftKings most of the time. Sometimes they're off. Like yesterday, Jake Odorizzi, one of the highest priced guys on DraftKings, got you 1.9 points per whatever he did DraftKings-wise. He got you like 50-something points yesterday. So I do scroll through, but you want some of the big dogs most of the time. I'm starting to figure that out. Our boy Dyerwerk took down $275. I think he finished third or fourth maybe in the $20 yesterday. It's going to be even bigger today. It was $1,000, I believe, yesterday, $2,000. It's going to be up to $6,000 today. They want the overlay. They want it badly, and they have a massive overlay going right now in NFL. They have a $125,000 week one NFL kickoff contest, $20 to enter. It's a blast. So go check it out. At Superdraft, use promo code Bubba to set up your account. They'll get you going in the right direction. And if you make a deposit, your first deposit of $10 or more, you get a free $10. So go to Superdraft in your app store. Check it out. Great new way to play daily fantasy sports. And with football coming up, it's going to be an absolute blast to go with baseball and golf. So go get it in. Let's check out the bats again on this slate. Yeah, Mitch Garver's day-to-day at 56. He does have that pop versus Porcello. Will Smith versus Chichi Gonzalez at 51 is not bad. I'm just not a guy to pay up too much, but those are there. Tom Murphy's crushing lefties against Lester at 46. If you're stacking Seattle against Lester, Murphy should be a part of it. I don't really like him that much as a one-off, unless you're going the all-bat methods and you can pay up for catcher. Then it works for me. Like Vic Caratini, if he's got the start versus King Felix at 43, that's got some upside there. We know he double-donged the other day, about four or five games ago. He's been kind of quiet since then, but he's always got that GPP upside. Facing a guy like King Felix, who just doesn't have it anymore, has some appeal for you there. As you slide on down the list, though, like Jorge Alfaro versus Keller at 36, a little bit of upside for you. In his matchup, Williams Astudillo at 35 versus Ricky Porcello looks good to me. Josh Fegley versus Jaime Barria. Barria does go up some long balls. He's 3,400. Does bring you some upside there. But if you just want to save some cash, like an Austin Hedges versus Merrill Kelly at 32 is no problem at all. Cam Gallagher at 31 versus Daniel Norris definitely has some discounts for you. There's going to be some nice savings every day now at catchers with all the expanded rosters, as long as you just pay attention and slide on down. I got Francisco Cervelli for Atlanta at 28 if he cracks the lineup. It's not Brian McCann if it's Cervelli. That's some good savings for you. A few others here as we wrap up the catcher's position. Maybe a Max Stassi versus Fires at 2K. But check your lineups. There will be a few others there. First base, Belly Bombs went Belly Bombs again last night. He's 54 versus Chichi Gonzalez. It's going to be a criminal night for the Doyers after what they did last night playing Home Run Derby. And another just phenomenal spot again tonight. Team total above 6. Lefties are 427. Righties 381 versus Chichi Gonzalez. Just a smash spot for the Doyers. So Bellinger, very much worth a look. Freeman's always in play. You got CJ Cron versus Purcell. So he gets up to 5K. Does have tons of power versus righties and lefties. But that's a steep price tag for CJ, who's batting like 7th or 8th in that order. But the ownership will be very, very low. Anthony Rizzo, $4,800, came back from his back injury. Put up 14 points yesterday. If you're stacking the Cubbies, wind blowing out to right, it's a good spot for $4,800. A little bit of a discount there for Rizzo against King Felix. Don't hate that at all. Yeah, Carlos Santana, who went deep yesterday, he's 48 versus Dylan Cease. Cleveland had a big game yesterday. We'll be in another great spot versus Cease. Team total of 5.95, should get up to 6 throughout the day. Lefty's 337, righty's 338 versus Dylan Cease, so good look for you there. A few others to take a peek at. Christian Walker at 45 continues to stay red hot. Went deep again yesterday. He's averaged almost 11 in his last 10. He's gone deep in 2 of his last 3. Really swinging it well. You're going to get some lefty match strong action. So Walker could be quite interesting on this slate in GPP. A few others. You got like Paul Goldschmidt or Derek Rodriguez. Rodriguez just isn't good, giving up tons and tons of contact. St. Louis has a 5.6 team total. Lefty's 363, righty's 339. Goldie's been uber inconsistent, but $4,200 in that matchup's pretty darn nice. Mitchie Two Bags at 41 versus Dobnak is something to keep an eye on as well. A few others down here. Matt Beaty had a monster game yesterday. He's first base outfield eligible. If you want a piece of the Dodgers for cheap, he's 4K going into Tuesday's action. Just be aware that some of the not-so-big names with the expanded rosters could get pinch hit for. But Matt Beaty at 4K double-donged it yesterday, has the upside to do some damage versus Chi-Chi again today. A couple others here. Brandon Dixon, if you're fading Montgomery at 37, gives you some value. Guys like, where do you go? Miggy Cabrera at 34 went deep yesterday. He's another value play. Austin Nola versus Lester at 33 is a guy you could take a peek at as well. So there's going to be a ton of guys down here. You just got to see when lineups come out and pick and choose. Second base, Ketel Marte in a really good spot there at 5,400 against the Padres. Combo they got coming out there. Lefty's 313, righty's 341 versus Matt Strom. So keep an eye on that one. Same with Eduardo Escobar at 53. But if you want to shift games, Jose Altuve's 52. That's not too shabby. And then Wilmer Flores, he's been just tearing it up over the last like 3-4 weeks. 14 more points as he went deep again yesterday, or his last game he played on the 31st, I should say. But 14-2, 23-13-2, 17-18-28-2, 22. So he basically had 14 or more points in 7 of his last 10, swinging it really, really well at $5,100. Gets overlooked a ton. But on DraftKings, you can use Marte in the outfield. You can use Escobar at third and keep Wilmer at second if you want to go full stack. There's definite options there. Or you can just play Super Draft. You can play them all if you want. As you slide on below the 5K range, Moustakas in a GPP versus Greinke at 46. I can definitely see that. Whit Merrifield's only $4,500 versus Derek Norris. Whit put up 14 yesterday, 14, 6, 0, 13, 12 in his last 6 games. So 12 or more points in 3 of his last, or 5, 3 of his last 5 games. So that's good to look at there. Few others besides Whit. You got Ozzy Albies continues to keep heating up. He's 4,400. Kevin Bijou at 43 was Fulte in a GPP. I like that quite a bit if you're stacking up the Jays versus Fulte. There is upside there. They'll go overlooked. They have a team total of 4.4, but lefty's 329, righty's 358 versus Fulte. The Blue Jays get no hit on Sunday, kind of quiet on Monday. Could be a nice bounce back for them on Tuesday. So keep in mind on that one. Luis Arias at 41 versus Rick Porcello. Nice savings, good cash game play for you there, part of the Twins stack. Below 4K now. Ian Happ at 39, good GPP play versus King Felix. And that wind blowing out is a really good GPP play at 3,900 in that matchup. Gavin Lux is only 35 versus Chichi Gonzalez. That is way too cheap. Lux got the start yesterday, went 2-for-5, 3 runs scored, a double for 14 DK points. This dude's the real deal. So $3,500 for Gavin Lux is just, that's criminal. You should, unless you're paying up at the position, you're punting with Gavin Lux. That's pretty. Pretty simple on that one. That matchup versus Chi-Chi is a great spot there for Lux at 3,500. All right, third base position. You got Bread Dog at 55, but Devers at 54 versus Dobnak's a very, very good play. Mentioned Escobar already. Miguel Sano in a GPP at 5K has got appeal versus Porcello, as Porcello's just been an absolute gas can in this one. Lefty's 339, righty's 320 versus Rick Porcello. But if you need to get different, Nolan Arenado versus Urias. Arenado's just been crushing it. Went deep again last night. He's averaging 12 in his last 10. He's homered in back-to-back ball games. He's 48 versus Urias, and not many will play him versus Urias, so something to keep in mind there. Hunter Dozier at 45 versus Derek Norris. Very, very nice in that one. Jaime Barria's not great, so guys like Matt Chapman, Matt Olson, some of your A's could be super, super sneaky on this one. Olsen's 40, or Chapman's 45. We look at open team total of 5. Lefty's 317, righty's 360 versus Barria. And he gives up a lot of loud contact. When you look at Barria's numbers real quick, if I can find them for you real quickly. Yeah. Only a 33% ground ball rate, but 40% hard contact. So lots of fly balls. Can get up the long ball. So Oakland could be one of the sneakier ones that'll be forgotten about on a late night West Coast hammer. Keep going down here. Josh Donaldson continues to go deep. Went deep again yesterday. So if you're stacking the Braves, don't forget Donaldson, please. Luis Arias, good spot there at 41. So is Kyle Seager, though. Hits lefties just fine. Went blown out to right at 41. Nobody will own him. Good contrarian action for you there. Vladito's only 3,900. Really good look for you in that matchup. I know Matt Carpenter continues to suck, but for 38 versus D-Rod, he's on the list at least to double look at later. Williams Astudillo at 35, another nice cheapie in that matchup. And then Yu Chang, if he gets to start for Cleveland again at third base, he's 3,200 versus Dylan Cease. Nice cheap piece of a great matchup there for Cleveland as well. This is why I tried to do my best yesterday. I'll try to do it every day. It just depends on the day. But as lineups came out for the main slate, I was in the Discord and the Fantasy DGen Slack chat letting you know discounts kind of stood out. So it helped you find stuff in your lineups. Hopefully it helped you guys out. I'll keep doing that as the month goes on because there'll be a lot of that with these expanded rosters. And you can find some sweet, sweet deals. You might be able to find enough deals to put a Clevinger Flaherty lineup together, which would be super sexy. So shortstop, you got Lindor at 56. Great play for Dylan Cease. Dylan Cease, big-time prospect, hasn't quite figured it out here yet. Cleveland's got a 5.95 team total. That will be above 6, as we said earlier. Lefty's 337, righty's 338. Great spot for Frenchie Lindor. Bregman's always in play. Bogart's at 54. Nice contrarian play versus Dobnak. Don't hate that at all. Bo Bichette just continues to crush baseballs. It's ridiculous what he's doing. He's 5,300, and will go pretty much no one will own him in that price point. Adalberto Mondesi came back, stole 3 bags on Sunday. Really good look here versus Daniel Norris. Mondesi switch hitting. Norris kind of a mess. You could do some damage at 52 with Adalberto. Kansas City, team total above 5. Lefty's 324, righty's 344. In a good spot there. D. Norris has been limiting damage. That's why I hate stacking against him. But it is a great spot for Kansas City. It really, really is. Jorge Polanco at 55K is good. Marcus Semien at 48 is a steal, the way he's hitting the baseball right now. You know, a 0 and a 2 in his last 2, but prior to that was just a double-digit machine. $4,800 versus Barria, who just mentioned hard contact, fly balls, reverse splits. Lines up really well for Marcus Semien on this night. As you slide on down to shortstop position, Dansby Swanson at 42 and a GPP, sure. Paul DeJong at 41, good upside. I mentioned him yesterday, got you 7 DK points. He's just cheap for that GPP upside, $4,100 against a guy that's not as talented like Derek Rodriguez. Good appeal if you're trying to save some cash, but an even better play is Corey Seager at 4K. 25 points yesterday. He was 2-for-5 with a 3-run Jimmy Jack in a great spot versus Chichi Gonzalez. These Dodgers are not priced like they should be. They might be just ridiculous chalk on this slate. Like, if you want to do like a mini stack, you can do Beatty, Lux, and Seager. It won't even cost you a lot of money. And you get a big piece of potentially the best offense on the entire slate and still get great pitching. So that's what September baseball is. You got to find the values, got to play the game. Some guys get tilted by it. I love it because it gets softer tournaments because people start focusing on football. I love it, but so it's not for everybody. Adrianza, big home run for us yesterday. If he's in the lineup again, he's 35. Again, Gavin Lux is second base and shortstop eligible at 3,500. So you get that discount at either or. So take advantage of that. There's a lot of multi-position guys these days too. Another thing you can mix and match when you build your lineups on a daily basis. Heading to the outfield and wrapping her up for you. Christian Yelich at 57, big home run yesterday. He's in GPP versus Greinke. Cruz at 55 versus Porcello is okay. But Ketel Marte at 54, belly bombs at 54 is outstanding. That's just a great play for you there. But Max Kepler at 53 versus Porcello, sneaky nice. Porcello's just not good right now. 10 more points for Kepler last night, 10, 2, 19, and 20 in his last 4. Lots of upside with Max Kepler at $5,300. You got Jordan Alvarez and George Springer, both guys with Jimmy Jacks yesterday at 52. So obviously, like I say every time, 5K and above is great players. Like Starling Marte is at 5K and he'll get overlooked. Just all great plays. You go below 5K though and it gets stupid. This price makes no sense. Mookie Betts at 49 is silly against Dobnak. But I don't know what I'm missing here. What DraftKings thinks about Mike Fiers. Yeah, Fiers is okay. Yeah, Fiers is limited damage. But there is no world, zero existence, where Mike Trout is $4,900 versus Mike Fiers. There is no world where 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 outfielders above Mike Trout when he's facing Mike Fiers. That doesn't exist. DraftKings, this is the but September, folks. They're even dropping the ball. It's a beautiful thing. Mike Trout at 49 should be used everywhere. Everywhere. He should be $5,900. I don't care if he goes 0 for 4 because, well, frankly, Mike Trout doesn't go 0 for 4. But Mike Trout, 9, 16, 9, 14, 7, 5. Ooh, we got a couple zeros in there. 9, 26. He's good for almost a double digit tonight. Almost. Mike Trout at 49, that's just silly talk. Silly. If you're playing cash, he's a must. GPP is basically a must for me at that price point. That is ridiculous. You got Rosario at 48. Good value for a Minnesota piece there. Marcell Ozuna, if you're stacking St. Louis, really good look here. He's been kind of quiet after a really hot start there, but D-Rod could help at 4,800. Mark Canha, another guy that's been crushing baseballs, $4,700. You know, 2-5 in his last two, but 16, 9, 18, and just double-digit machine prior to that. 4,700, nice piece of Oakland as well. Oakland could be sneaky nice tonight, but it's in Oco, which really sucks. But it's going to be warmer than usual out here, so that could help quite a bit. Like Whit Merrifield at 45, Hunter Dozier at 45, both great plays. Jorge Soler at 44 is one of my favorite plays. I love that for Norris. Really good look for you there. If Jake Cave's in the lineup again at 43, that's awesome. I mentioned it when the Discord yesterday. Someone was asking me some questions, and I told him flat out, you know, Minnesota's such a great offense. It's like I've already told you guys about the Dodgers tonight. You don't have to stack the good guys. They're expensive for a reason, and it, you know, they could go off. But go get a piece of the bottom. I told him, go, you know, Adrianza, Cave, and whoever else was batting down there. And it worked out. So there's other ways to attack it, save some cash, but still get pieces of those really good offenses. Nick Castellanos at only 4,300, Schwarber at 4,300, and Chris Bryant at 4,300 are all way too cheap. If I had to rank those three, it would be Castellanos, Schwarber, and Bryant against King Felix. I like those three guys a lot. So more value if you need to save some cash on this slate. I'm going to build a Clevenger and Flaherty lineup, I can already tell, with the savings today. I'm very excited about this. Kyle Tucker did get the call for Houston. If he's in the lineup, he's only $4,200 versus Jordan Lyles. That is extreme value. Another reason to keep an eye on the lineups as they get released. One thing I'd say to do is reserve the tournaments you want to play in, then fill in your lineups as the day goes on because it'll tinker too much. I like to wait until about, you know, an hour before lock to start building my lineups because I'll let as many lineups out as possible and go from there. Victor Reyes, if you're not playing Montgomery at 4K, does have some appeal to me there. Brian Goodwin at only 4K is a great tag versus Mike Fiers. Goodwin's averaging 12 over his last 10, 8, 19, 36 in his last three. Really swinging it well at only 4K. Mentioned Matt Beattie at 4K. Ian Happ at 39 is way too cheap against King Felix. Matt Joyce has been swinging it very, very well. He's only 39 versus Font. That's another nice value for you. Mike Yastrzemski versus Flaherty if you need to get weird. Cole Calhoun is only 39 versus Fiers. There's going to be tons of value. This is so much fun. JBJ is only 37 versus Dobnak. That's got upside for just for the price point alone. JD Davis versus Scherzer and a GPP, sure, if you want to get weird. Josh Naylor is only 37 versus Merrill Kelly. Like Jason Hayward's been leading off for the Cubs. He's only 3,600 versus King Felix. Got you 11 points yesterday. He did have three zeros prior to that. He's been struggling, but $3,600 against a King Felix and a Cubs team that have a very, very high team total. That's cheap, folks. That's cheap. There'll be many, many more like that as the lineups come out. Kevin Pillar is only 36. Robbie Grossman's been batting second a lot for Oakland. He's 36 versus Barria. Greg Allen's only 35. Tons and tons of options down here. So when the lineups come out, we'll talk about it more in the chat and just laugh at what's available to build lineups around. But there'll be tons of things I want to keep you here all day. Recapping your pitching, Flaherty, Clevenger up top, price point alone. Clevenger's probably got the higher ceiling. Lester, Keller, Alcantara in the middle, and then Montgomery all by himself down below. It's absolutely beautiful in the world of baseball. Your stacks, the Cubbies against King Felix, Seattle versus Lester is sneaky. Just because of that weather alone. But the Cubbies versus Felix, smash spot, priced way too cheap. Minnesota versus Purcell is very, very nice. Minnesota versus almost everybody is very, very nice. Arizona could be sneaky versus Matt Strom. The only thing with those opener games that bug me is you get the opener for an inning or two. You'll get Strom for three or four unless you get shelled. And then it's just bullpen back and forth. So you don't really – what you stacked against, you might not get to bat against, if that makes sense to you. So it's a great spot for Arizona. They should go to town, but it's not as easy as it looks. Atlanta's in a good play, but the Dodgers, like the Cubs and the Dodgers, the Twins, those are the three smashes. Cleveland, another smash. Those four would be my main spots. You could look at St. Louis. Kansas City's sneaky nice as well. So if I had to pick just like, say, five, it'd be the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Indians, the Twins, and the Royals. It'd be those five is what I'd be starting with right now before lineups come out. The Angels are super cheap versus Fires. And the A's versus Barria, it sucks that game's in Oco, but some upside there as well for you. Let's get your BVP and get you on out of here. Adam Eaton, 6 for 18, two doubles and a homer off Jacob DeGrom. Trey Turner, 10 for 34, a double and a homer, and 8 stolen bases. Don't forget about that one, Trey Turner in that one. Michael Conforto, 9 for 28, a double and 4 home runs off Max Scherzer. That's an interesting one there. And Scherzer's not going deep right now, guys. Abreu, 2 home runs off Clevenger, but hitting 221. Jason Castro, 5 for 13, a double and a homer versus Porcello. Marwin Gonzalez, 4 for 13, a double and a homer. Jonathan Scope, 8 for 27 with a double. Cron, 5 for 18, two doubles. There's upside to be had in that one. Randall Grichuk, 4 for 10 with a double off Fulte. Smoke's got two homers. Travis Shaw's back. He's 3 for 7 with a double and a homer off Greinke. Lokane, 4 for 12 with a homer. Grandal's got two homers. Yelich, 7 for 24, two doubles. Crawford, Longo have homers off Flaherty. Descalso's taking King Felix deep. Castellanos, 2 for 5 with a homer. Rizzo, 2 for 5 with a homer. Not a lot of history because of interleague play, but yeah. Kyle Seager, 5 for 19, a double and two homers off of Lester. Jorge Soler, 7 for 14, two doubles, two homers off Daniel Norris. Hunter Dozier's got a 2 for 6 triple and a homer. Whit Merrifield, 8 for 21, double, triple, 4 home runs. Alex Gordon, 7 for 18, 2 doubles. Adelberto Mondesi, he's taking him deep as well. Yeah, it's a good spot there versus Daniel Norris. Jordy Mercer, 5 for 11 with a double and a homer off of Mike Montgomery. But that's it. The rest of the team has not done much. Eric Hosmer, 4 for 7, 2 doubles off Merrill Kelly. Mike Trout, oh yeah, $4,900 Mike Trout, guys. 9 for 27, 4 doubles and 3 home runs off of Mike Fiers. $4,900. Cole Calhoun, 9 for 31, three doubles and a homer. Pujols has two homers off Fiers. Mike frickin' Trout's $4,900. That just blows my mind. Nolan Arenado, 6 for 8, three doubles and a triple off of Urias. Blackman, 4 for 6, a double and a triple as well. So there you have it. Quick hits in the books. Fun 12-game slate. September baseball, guys. Don't fret. I got you covered throughout the rest of the month. And there's going to be a lot that we can enjoy in this between the value, the call-ups, there's just so much to do. There will be tilting days when guys get pinch hit for because the depth on the benches, that's part of it. That's just part of the deal, but it's going to be a fun, fun time. We'll ride it out together. Don't forget to check out Super Draft, guys. Lots of overlay on baseball today, plus a big, big NFL contest coming up. Use promo code Bubba to get you set up when you set up your account there. Also, if you've been rating and reviewing on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. Go check out fantasysportsdegens.com. Got the Slack chat there. Lots of content coming out this week. Got two podcasts tonight, two tomorrow night, and one on Thursday. They'll all be dropping over there as the week goes on. So a lot going on. The quantage.com ramping up hard for the NFL, so go check them out as well. Use promo code Bubba to get you a discount on the NFL season. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, September 3rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.